You're with SBS Radio.
The Labour Party has promised to make some significant changes in the temporary parents visa that will be available from July this year. The most important change being promised is reducing the fee to just 1/4 of what it is currently. Shane Newman, the Shadow Immigration Minister, is with me on the phone line. Mr. Newman, welcome to SBS Radio.
Delighted to be here.
The government's argument for a $10,000 and a $5,000 fee was to protect the taxpayer from being burdened by any healthcare cost of visiting parents. Did you see any merit in that argument, Mr. Newman?
I think that's rubbish. I think we're having the same sponsorship arrangements, and we'll insist on parents or grandparents being sponsored here and their healthcare cover, their costs being covered as well. What Labor has done is put forward a proposal which is very different from the Liberals' unfair temporary sponsored parent visa, which they promised they'd have in place by November 2017, but they haven't even produced it. And at the moment, you can't apply for it and get it.
Mm-hmm. And you've decided to lower the fee as well significantly.
Yes, we have. There are a number of differences between us and them, and I'll go through, with your permission, I'll go through the differences.
Yeah.
The Liberals will cap the visa to 15,000 places. Labor will uncap it.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberals have got in place a very uncomfortable conversation that's going to take place between partners. They're limiting the visa to one set of parents per household. Labor has said that families can be reunited with both sets of parents. That's a very big difference. The Liberals are charging $10,000 for a five-year visa, and Labor will charge a quarter of that at $2,500 for a five-year visa. The Liberals are charging $5,000 for a three-year visa, and Labor is only charging $1,250 for a three-year visa. Again, a quarter of the cost. Under the Liberals' unfair temporary sponsored parent visa, you can't renew it in Australia. Under Labor's, you can renew it again. So you can have 5 years and then another 5 years, or 3 years and another 3 years. So the Liberals promised at the last election that they'd have that visa in place by end of 2017. They haven't done so. And they're forcing people in migrant and multicultural communities to choose between parents or in-laws as to who they can reunite with.
So this visa will now be available from 1st of July. That's what the government said. And the sponsorship applications are already open. But their argument for the fee was that they didn't want to burden the taxpayer by the visiting parent visa if they incur any healthcare cost. But what is your argument for fixing the fee where you have fixed? I mean, $2,500 and $1,250.
Well, the Liberals are making an indoor money-making venture. Effectively, we're saying that it should be a reasonable cost. We've had it independently costed by the PBO, the Parliamentary Budget Office. We think it can be done appropriately. We think ours will be more popular. We think that the Liberals, who have broken their promise to migrant multicultural communities and shown they can't be trusted on this, we think that it's important to deliver a fair go to migrant and multicultural communities, and that's why we've got a fairer long-stay parent visa. I mean, I think the Liberals, the most horrendous, heartless, callous, cruel condition is forcing families to choose between parents or in-laws. I mean, I think that's an extraordinary thing to do. I think it's not pro-family, and I don't think it's in the best interests of children. Children have a right to know and be cared for, not just by their parents, but by other people significant to their care, welfare and development, and that includes grandparents, and that's what Labor believes.
Mr. Newman, I've spoken to several migrants. They are, no doubt, they are relieved if the visa fee is reduced to the level that you are promising to do. But the fact is that it still is the most expensive visitor visa. I mean, currently parents are coming here and paying $140 a fee for a three-year visa that is allowing them to stay here for 2 years total, you know, with a gap of 6 months when they have to go out. For a three-year continuous stay, they are being asked to pay $1,250, and for a 5 years continuous stay, you know your policy says that pay $2,500. It still is the most expensive visitor visa. It still is a visitor visa. Why are you charging this fee? Just because is it just because the government was charging much higher fee, you're reducing it, but not to the level where other visitor visa fees are.
We think there's got to be integrity in the process. We think that's important. Labor's proposing to charge people one quarter of what the Liberals are proposing to do. We will retain the integrity process, as you were talking about before. We'll make sure that people maintain private health insurance by an Australian provider. We'll make sure that debts are covered by the visa holder. We'll make sure that families who are sponsoring have a taxable income of $83,400. We'll make sure those integrity processes are in place. But we also want to make it cheaper for people to come here, so that those grandparents can be united, meet and spend quality time with their grandkids, and that's important, and that's contributing to our society and our economy, because that means that, you know, they'll be involved in no doubt childcare arrangements that'll assist the parents of those children to earn greater income and be involved in our economy in a far greater way.
But it's still significantly different from your previous policy that you announced before the 2016 general election, where you said there'll be a bond instead of thousands of dollars in visa fee.
We said that in this arrangement, that it'll be a quarter of the cost with the Liberals' yep. proposal, and that will make a big difference to people. It will make a big difference. If you can renew under Liberals' proposal to get both sets of parents here for a period of up to, you know, a period of up to 10 years, you're going to spend $40,000. You're going to pay a quarter of that. Under Labor, you're going to pay a quarter of that. So our proposal is infinitely better. It's fairer. It can be renewed in Australia. And the Liberals' proposal, you're forcing people to go back overseas for up to 90 days before they can propose again. So,
and you've also promised to uncap the number of visas to be issued. David Coleman, the Immigration Minister, has criticised this policy, saying this is a cruel hoax, saying it is going to be unsustainable to get uncapped number of parents to Australia.
There are many visas that David Coleman would know about where there's no cap on those visas. Many visas, for example, in relation to temporary work arrangements in this country, many visas he is disingenuous. Mm-hmm. He has broken his promise to migrant communities. The Liberals' visa is still not in place; it's still not operational, and this is yet another pack of lies and scaremongering by the Liberals, who've broken their promises to migrant and multicultural communities.
Even if it is not a political argument or a debate, but do you believe that there are enough resources in place, especially in healthcare, to deal with an influx of parents who will be here for significantly longer durations, 3 years and 5 years, and they also have chance of renewal, so that somebody can be here for 10 years continuous stay? Do you think there are enough resources to deal with that kind of influx?
If we have a problem with health and aged care resources that's in this country, it's not because of migrant grandparents. It's because the Liberals have cut billions of dollars, $3 billion out of aged care and $2.8 billion out of health care in this country. If they're concerned about that, why don't the Liberals match Labor's commitment, for example, to restore all the health funding that they've cut? Mm-hmm. If they're concerned about that issue, put their money where their mouth is. It's completely disingenuous to blame grandparents who might come to this country for their failure to invest in health services in this country is a disgrace by David Coleman and the Liberals.
And Mr. Newman, today the Greens are also announcing their family reunion policy, and they are asking to cap the increasingly ballooning wait times for permanent parent visa applications at 12 months, besides reviewing the balance of family test. What is Labor's view on permanent visas?
Well, Labor's view is that the current government's cut frontline services and they shouldn't be doing so. Labor's going to prioritise in the same way as we do that with the Department of Home Human Services. Labor will prioritise and make sure that visa processing times are dealt with by making sure we apply the necessary personnel and resources to deal with not just visa processing but citizenships. But I don't take anything the Greens take. The Greens are all care and no responsibility. The Greens will never form government. At this election, people from migrant and multicultural communities have to have a choice between a government of chaos and cuts or a stable, united Labor opposition who will form government under Bill Shorten and Tanya Plibersek, who have announced policies that are in the best interests of this country in terms of health and education, jobs, infrastructure, and in the area of migration, listening to migrant and multicultural communities.
And if I may ask you, what's your view on the immigration level, which has recently been slashed to 160,000 from 190? Is it going to solve the problem of congestion in the cities as it is being sold to the public as a solution to?
Well, this is nonsense. Labor's tried to work with the government as a bipartisan way in terms of the level of permanent migration. We've got 1.6 million people here in this country on temporary visas with work rights. The problem is not the level of migration in terms of permanent migration, and we're prepared to work with the government and adopt a bipartisan approach on that. The problem, one of the problems we've got is the level of temporary migration in this country, where people are coming in here, and the risk of then, of course, is the risk to wages and conditions and jobs to Australians and permanent residents. The other problem is in terms of that if we've got problems in congestions in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane and our capital cities, the problem is not migrant communities. The problem is the failure of this government to invest in infrastructure, whether it's in roads or rail, or indeed, in fact, in schools, education, and hospitals and healthcare. I mean, because they prioritised multinationals and big banks and big corporate Australia over the necessary infrastructure we need for the Australian community. This is a government that's got its priorities all out of whack.
So if the Labor wins government this time, are you going to restore the level of immigration cap that was there?
We've adopted a bipartisan approach in terms of the current level of permanent migration, and we've said that publicly. But the biggest problem we've got in this country is not the level of permanent migration, it's the level of temporary migration.
How do you propose to deal with that, Mr. Newman? Because the 1.6 million temporary residents, most of them are here with the intent to become permanent residents, and they may be in limbo forever.
We're going to increase the temporary skill migration income threshold to 65,000 with annual indexation. It's been stuck at 53,900 since 2013. It's meant to be a protection against the erosion of wages, but it means that it's cheaper to bring an overseas worker than pay a local worker. We're to close loopholes that allow employers to artificially inflate salaries, such as overtime and flat substandard accommodation. We're also making sure that people get access to information and employers not use overseas workers as a cheap replacement for local workers. We're going to protect Australian wages. We're also going to prevent the exploitation of vulnerable workers. We need an Australian skills authority to find local solutions to skill shortages, an independent Australian skills authority to restrict temporary work visas to jobs when there's genuine skill shortage. And we're going to maintain Australian standards. We want to protect local wages. Everything's going up at people's wages in this country.
But
we need a strong visa system that doesn't undermine local jobs, wages and conditions. That's without fairness. That's about equity. That's about a level playing field for all Australian workers, and about protecting local jobs and wages and conditions for migrant communities who have been living in this country as well as Australian workers.
Thank you very much for your time today, Mr. Newman.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
sbs.com.au